A quick update on the Baltimore Bridge collapse, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Rescue workers are all over the bridge now on 695, working like crazy to save the lives of perhaps dozens of people now plunged into the frigid waters.
We were able to remove two people from the water. One individual refused service and refused transport. Essentially, that person was not injured. However, there was another individual that's been transported to a local trauma center that is in very serious condition.
This is the Patapsco River, 47-degree water, reportedly, and 20 or so construction workers also working on the bridge at the time. They were pouring concrete at the time. There are Coast Guard ships out there, local police boat, fire department boats. This was the 948-foot length overall dolly, a Singaporean-flagged container boat. It was at 1:25 in the morning it began to slow and diverted off its course. News reports say lights went off on board the ship just before the crash. That's not really what I saw. I saw them concurrent with the crash. The turn of the ship was south. It was to starboard, not evident in the videos I first saw. And the collision was with the main support of the bridge, under the channel. The crew is still on board the ship. They're being questioned by members of the Coast Guard. The tide is coming back in now. That's going to complicate things. This is the 695 bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, part of the I-95 Eisenhower Interstate System. Right now, they're just trying to rescue people, any people they can find after this devastating incident. The dolly ship was bound for Colombo in Sri Lanka, due to land in Asia on April 27th. It's got a beam of about 50 feet, and it is now marooned under the bridge. If you're moving through Baltimore today, divert. And say a prayer for all these poor souls. This is WCGA News Talk 1100.